News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 23 of Info Shorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 3rd of June 2023.
And in this edition, a magnetic tactile timer, a major product and services exhibition, identifying household items, a health information campaign, and older mobile phones to be switched off.
The Partially Sighted Society sells a magnetic tactile timer. It measures 19 centimetres or 7.5 inches in diameter. It has a large red hand with a round white centre, which you rotate to select how long you want to time by pointing it towards the large white time numbers around the edge of the circular black background. And there are bumps above each of the numbers as well. To set the timer up each time you want to use it, you turn the red timer handle all the way round from 0 to 0 clockwise, then back again to the time from which you want to count down. When the red pointer reaches 0 again, the bell in the round white centre rings. Being magnetic, the timer can be stuck onto any metal surface, like a fridge door, for example. And because you essentially wind the timer up by rotating the timer pointer before you use it each time, it's mechanical and doesn't need any batteries. The cost is £29.95, excluding VAT, which is not paid on this item if you're registered as sight impaired or severely sight impaired, and in which case postage and packing is free of charge. And for any further details about this particular magnetic tactile timer, you can phone the Partially Sighted Society on 01 302 965195. That's 01 302 965 195, or they can be emailed at reception@partsight.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Just a brief heads up for next month's QAC Sight Village Central, which is probably the biggest exhibition of products and services for vision impaired people in Britain. And unlike other Sight Village exhibitions in southwest and southeast England, this is a 2-day event. This year from 10 till 4 on Monday the 17th and from 9:30 till 3 on Tuesday the 18th of July. And for 2023, they have a brand new venue, East Side Rooms, 2 Woodcock Street in Birmingham. And the organisers say that it's adjacent to the Marriott Aloft Hotel, should you need accommodation close by, since Sight Village Central has, historically, attracted visitors from further afield than the English Midlands. If you'd like to go along to the exhibition on either day, you're asked to pre-register that you'll be going by calling 0121 803 5484. That's 0121 803 5484, or you can register online via the organisers' qac.ac.uk website. Other QAC Sight Village exhibitions this year are in Exeter on September the 26th and in London on November the 7th.
InfoSound.
We've something a little different this week for our advice slot. This is Mark Belcher from the sight loss charity Henshaws with advice the charity has produced about identifying and keeping together some household items using nothing more than elastic bands and or clothes pegs.
So for the trainers, for instance, if you want to keep your shoes together so you don't get them all mixed up, you can use a clothes peg to attach them to each other. Nice and easy, simple solution. So the sock, an elastic band around socks, will A, keep the socks together so you don't have odd socks, and when you throw them in a washing machine, they're going to be good to go when they come out. Elastic band, simple stuff. Right, I've got some condiments. I've got some hot sauce, and I've got some not so hot sauce. So again, with an elastic band, if you flick it around the one that you want to identify as different, because you can, the bottles are identical to touch and the weight, the one with the elastic band is the hot one. I know that. Okay, shampoo and conditioner. Let's put an elastic band round the shampoo. And again, easier to understand which one's which. And last but not least, salt and pepper pot. The identical salt and pepper pot. Listen, you can get ones that are totally different, okay? Ones that's an S and ones that's a P. But I've got the same type on here. So again, Humble elastic band, round of salt, simple stuff.
Useful advice there, once again, from Mark Belcher from sight loss charity Henshaws. Now, Mark has produced a series of these videos, all of which can be found on YouTube. And these contain very practical advice, hints, tips and life hacks for people living with sight loss. Depending on your level of residual vision, if any, each will have a different relevance to your particular circumstances. And you can also find these videos under the Knowledge Village banner of Henshaw's website at henshaws.org.uk/knowledge-village/henshaws-life-hacks. That's henshaws.org.uk/knowledge-village/henshaws-life-hacks.
InfoSound.
Last week we mentioned RNIB's iHealth information team, which can help people to get more information or understanding of their particular eye condition. This is all part of the charity's Sight Loss Advice Service, and it is they who have an ongoing campaign called #MyInfoMyWay, which champions blind and partially sighted people's legal right to receive accessible health and care information. If you'd like to take part in this campaign, and this is non-party political, you can fill in an online form via rnib.org.uk/campaigns. rnib.org.uk/campaigns. Or over the phone by calling RNIB Sight Loss Advice Service via the charity's main helpline number 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
InfoSound.
The technology that provided the third generation, called 3G, of mobile network services is slowly being switched off across the UK, as is the 2G network, just leaving the more recent 4 and 5G networks running. As mentioned, the process is already underway and should be completed by the end of the year, with different companies working to do this at different rates. If, as a result, you need to change an older mobile phone, that is one that can only work on 2G or 3G, there are several suppliers that provide phones that have been specifically designed for blind and partially sighted people. All phones, both Android and Apple iPhones, have built-in text-to-speech anyway, but other adaptations are available, including extra speech and screen magnification. Now, we certainly don't want to encourage you to change your phone if you don't need to, and we don't recommend any one particular model or software. But if the switch-off of the 2G and 3G phone networks this year will affect you, you might like to talk to RNIB's Technology for Life team about the options out there by calling 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. Or you can email them at tfl@rnib.org.uk.